Morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's interview off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys?
It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name is Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota for sponsoring today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Victor Wiley, born and raised in Fort McMurray. Have a family, son, wife. Been with Boston Pizza since I was 16 years old, and that's where and what I'm here to talk about today.
That's wild. That's like me and Tanner, and we talk about this on the episode a lot, or on the episodes a lot, so apologize to everybody at home for saying it again, but we love Boston Pizza. Like, your consistency on your food, unbelievable. Your staff, always so friendly. Like, it's a great establishment, and you fall into the category that we talk about all the time is like, the people who work at Boston Pizza in that industry, usually, like, there's a high turnover. But at Boston, you guys, like, there's staying power behind you.
Yeah, our staff are the reason I believe we are consistent. They enjoy working there. We like having them there. And it's a big reason why we're happy, for the reason we're here to talk today about being nominated for Franchise of the Year through the Chamber of Commerce. And yeah. 42 years coming up will be as long as we've been in the community, and it's still the original owners who are invested in it and, yeah. and live here today, and that's where we learned everything we know about Boston Pizza and Fort McMurray.
Yeah, that's amazing. So many years ago when you first started, what did you start off at?
I started as a host.
Okay.
16 years old, my yeah. entire goal when yeah. I started at Boston Pizza was I wanted to buy a car.
Okay, what
so,
kind of car?
At that point, it was anything. It settled on a 2003 Chevy Impala.
Okay.
That was my first car.
Nice.
The goal accomplished. And then
nice.
I enjoyed it so much, I never ever left.
That's so cool. So I'm going to go back to the car statement or car subject for a second. What kind of car did you want, or what's your dream car?
Well, I feel ashamed to admit this. I like anything with four wheels. So
okay.
I'm not big into, let's say, dream cars.
Right.
I'm more of a functional guy.
Okay.
So if it gets me where I'm going,
yeah.
that's exactly what my expectation is.
What do you drive now?
We have a GMC one-ton truck.
Okay.
And then we have a GMC Terrain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, like when I got my first job, it was because I crashed my parents' car. And so they're just like, you got to fix that. So it's funny, like, what motivates people as, like, children to,
yeah.
like, get into the workforce. So from hosting when you first got there, like, did you go through a bunch of different roles until you got to where you are, or like, how did that path work for you?
Yeah, every step of the way I basically did everything.
Yeah.
So during school, part-time, worked front of house as a host and a food runner, and then
yeah.
wanted to move into the kitchen. I washed dishes for a year, cooked,
yeah.
supervisor. Then worked my way into management, and then in about 2010, I was afforded the opportunity to buy into the company, which I was super appreciative of the owners to let me do, and
yeah.
and since then I've just continued to work and try and do better every day for the staff and the guests.
Yeah. So at Boston Pizza, what would you say is your, not favorite item, but item that you go to back to eat the most often, would you say?
Probably the pierogi pizza.
The pierogi pizza.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just, it's such a unique pizza. It's got our cactus cut potatoes on there, so you get a little bit of spice.
Mm-hmm.
It's got fresh cheddar cheese and green onions and sour cream on it, so you get a little bit of actual coolness to balance that spice. And
right.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
There we go. Yeah, those cactus cuts. Unbelievable. Tanner won't even go to Boston Pizza if we're not getting those. He's just like, we're getting that or we're getting nothing. So before we carry on, though, we're going to throw to a quick ad, though. Carrie from Patchouli Rose, take it away. And we are back. Thank you, Carrie. We do appreciate your support. So tell me a little bit about this Chamber Awards that you are nominated for. I don't know much about it.
Well, we got nominated anonymously, I guess. Someone out there nominated us for a Franchise of the Year award.
Yeah.
And then part of the application process was obviously tell a little bit about your business and yeah. how you're involved in the community and a little bit about... you know, being local, staying local, owning local. And mm-hmm. and so we submitted kind of a letter, you know, embarrassingly pumping your own tires a little bit.
Right,
and
right.
and so we were picked as one of the finalists. So you can definitely, I believe, still cast your vote because it is voted on by the public kind of as a representation of how the community also feels about you, not just how you feel about yourself.
Yeah.
So we're super pleased. To my knowledge, it's the first year we've been nominated and gone through the process. So super happy that as long-standing members of not only the Chamber but of Fort McMurray, that we're being recognized
yeah.
and hopefully like all the other people that are nominated take pride in that fact.
Yeah, very cool. No, it's a big accomplishment and like well deserved. You guys have amazing restaurants. So let's talk about the two. I've got some questions about them.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I utilize both. So like I'm kind of, I'm going to say 60% uptown and then 40% downtown.
Yeah.
Over the years, the dynamic of the downtown versus like the uptown has changed so much. Like, what do you think the downtown location's kind of niche is and what's keeping like that going and thriving, in my opinion?
I would say location, downtown in proximity to Mack Island.
Yeah.
Definitely kind of once school gets in and, you know, hockey kicks in full gear and
right.
everyone's back into kind of that school routine.
Yeah.
That's definitely a big help. And we have that team room downtown that a lot of teams can book and have sort
right.
of semi-private parties for their group. And
yeah.
Recently we installed sports simulators.
Okay.
So golf, when there's, you know, a foot of snow on the ground, people can come join us. We have two simulators. There's hunting on it. There's multi-sport games as well.
Yeah.
That's a big draw for us in the wintertime as well, because part of, I will say, the legacy of Linda and Doug and Mark, the original franchisees,
mm-hmm.
is they're very forward-thinking. And,
right.
You know, we've got a big space and, you know, unfortunately, COVID drove people to a dine-at-home type model, and
yeah.
and we needed to give people a reason to leave and come out and
right.
gather and enjoy friends and food and beverages, and those game simulators are definitely
yeah.
a big plus for us.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's just one of those things, because when the two opened back in the day, I was just like, two? And are they going to, like, they're going to battle each other. Obviously, they're in
yeah.
competition. And Timberly, just based on, like, the masses that live up there, like, it's a volume game. Like, if you
yeah.
live there, you're going to go to Timberly. And so I was like, man, I think, I don't know what's going to happen downtown. But, like, you go downtown, and it's still, like, very busy, and it's with a different clientele. And like I said, like you've described,
yeah.
it has its own niche that's
yeah.
specific to that area.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. It was... obviously rewind to 2005 when Timberly first opened.
Yeah.
You know, what the driver was is obviously serving the community.
Yeah.
And we were reaching a point where you're always full,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want to turn away guests at the door because Correct. Tables wait. I mean, everyone's got, you know, we're going to eat and do this.
Yeah, yeah.
So part of it was an opportunity to open a second location, and mm-hmm. and I think, you know, in the last 18 years it's been a success, yeah. where both have been able to maintain, succeed, and mm-hmm. we do serve you know, the same experience, so hopefully our guests still, you know, like yourself,
yeah.
flip a coin and will choose to go to one if it's fits their day, their schedule, or right. the other if it's closer to friends or family.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you said something earlier in the show. You're a local to Fort McMurray. So me and Tanner always ask locals what high school they went to, because we have a bit of a competition on the go between ourselves. So what high school did you go to?
I went to Westwood Community High School.
To Westwood. So you're not, I went to Merck, Tanner went to Comp, so we added up. So Westwood, actually, I've got to be honest with you, hasn't been like that prevalent on the show.
Really?
Yeah, you know what one is coming up now, because we have a younger demographic of people coming on? It's Trinity.
Yeah.
It's starting to like creep up there. But like, to my dismay, I have to say, like, we've done over 500 episodes now. Comp is hands down the winner.
Really?
But like, you're an uptown kid like me, so like, I didn't think anybody went to Comp. Like, I forgot it even existed most of the time, right? So it shocks me that so many people who've been on the show, Comp. So you're a Westwood kid.
Yeah.
What junior high did you go to before you went to Westwood?
Westview.
Okay, so I went to St. Anne's. Okay. So growing up in this community back in the day, like, what did you do for fun?
Played a lot of sports. I mean, okay. through school sports, basketball, volleyball, track and field.
Yeah.
When I was younger, badminton. That's how and where I spent most of my time. Is
yeah.
Even in the summertime on the basketball courts, kind of in between Westwood and Westview.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is where my friends and I would spend time.
That's awesome. And so when you say, like, primarily, because it sounds like you played everything, that definitely was school-based. Was yeah. there anything that you played outside of school? Like, it didn't really exist that much when we were growing up here.
No, definitely not like it does today.
Yeah.
So during school season, I mean, there was club volleyball. There mm-hmm. was 1 year there was a travel basketball team that
yeah.
that I played on, and then Arctic winter games, there was a volleyball tournament. Actually, we qualified and went to Greenland, which
oh.
I don't know how many people ever have Greenland on their bucket list.
That's
but
right.
I crossed that one off.
And yeah.
So yeah, it mostly revolved around sports, and then obviously 16, you have that part-time job that
That's right.
keeps you busy and out of trouble.
Yeah. Whoops. I love trouble though, so I gotta go that direction. After you got your car, you saved up all that money. So, and like, that's a huge accomplishment. So
yeah.
boom, you get that car, right? What were you spending your money on, like, on a regular basis at that age? Because it's young to like have like a job and have income coming in.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Obviously maintaining the car, and I actually bought a house very young. I was 19.
No doubt. You bought a house when you were 19?
Yeah.
This is awesome. Okay.
And that was because I entered, you know, the workforce young. I went
Fair enough.
Went to college 1 year, played at Keanu for the Huskies volleyball team.
Right.
And the program I was in, I had an experience. It was teaching.
Yeah.
I had practicum at one of the schools, and
yeah.
I had a moment of reflection where I'm like, yeah. you know what? I don't know if I could handle what kids are going to throw at you on a
yeah.
daily basis like that.
Yeah.
So
teachers are heroes for dealing with that kind of stuff.
100%. And then so when the opportunity of the Timberlee location opening, and I moved right into general managing the store there at 19.
Yeah.
So it was just, you know, one of the natural life progressions
yeah.
that all of a sudden, but then when you own a house, your money goes to your house.
Yeah. Wild. That's yeah. such a young age to like own a house. What? And what a great investment.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially then.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly it. Why? I thought I was young. I bought my first house when I was 23, and it was wild that that even took place before McMurray allowed those opportunities for so much of us. Like
yeah.
an amazing community. We're talking teenage, early 20s. People buying homes and like starting families. Fort McMurray offered that
and careers.
Still does.
Yeah.
crazy. 19, that's nutty. That's awesome. So your parents didn't have to like really help you with the spending. You obviously have always been somewhat practical in your finances.
Yeah, I mean, feel you have to.
Yeah.
I mean, when you want.
Yeah.
When you make that commitment to life, and I mean, business teaches you a lot about money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of misconceptions around business, and and obviously you can have good times and you can have difficult times. I mean, definitely some lessons learned over the last 3 years, right?
Yeah.
When unfortunately your business closes,
yeah,
and you're down to takeout and delivery, which, you know, we're super thrilled. The community definitely helped support us through that.
Yeah.
No doubt. But you start to learn where it's best to spend your dimes and nickels, because you never know when a dollar might show up.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you guys were able to navigate through that time frame excellently, for sure. And like, you still have the customers coming back now.
Yeah.
So listen, my man, that's the end of our show. But before I cut you loose today, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
What am I going to shout out? I guess, you know, I am here for Boston Pizza. So I think the best shout out and shameless plug I can give is to our staff and our customers, if I can get away with two, because for 42 years, we've been part of the community and the community has supported us. And we have, you know, third generation employees coming and working for us. And it's something we take a lot of pride in. So thank you to guests and our staff.
There we go. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate both of your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.